Last guy on the list.
Last guy on the list. Top 10 list, right?
Yeah.
10th place today. You came in, you changed a right rear tire. How'd that go for you?
Well, the pit stop was awesome. Those guys did a fantastic job. That might be the fastest pit stop ever. I know we pushed off and I came around the corner and the field hadn't even gone by yet, so I had to slow down and let the field go by. I mean, that part of it was awesome. Our car, unfortunately, we made our own bed in the beginning and it was just wasn't quite right. It wasn't as good of a car as we've had the last month or two, so it was... We scraped out a 10th place finish, but it's a little disappointing because it should have been better. The car's been really good, and we kind of, just didn't show it today. That's all. So
coming in front of their tire wouldn't have helped at all. You thinking more of an adjustment needed?
Well, I don't know. We probably should have changed the other tire. We changed the right rear. I don't know. Maybe we should have changed the left rear. Probably just a miscalculation right from the start. I know lap one, it was pretty slippery off the corner, so I knew right then it was going to be a long race, but I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to hang that tire up in the wall of shame, and it was our own fault. The car's a lot better than what we showed today. We just got to do a better job for the race car, and, it's a little 10th place. I'm glad we finished, but it's also a little disappointing because of how good the car has been lately. So,
how many changes do you have to make to bring it back to a regular? Actually, it's not really a regular 50 lap show. It's going to be a 75 lap show in 2 weeks.
Not that much. There's a couple little things that are different, but most of the stuff we got marked out, so it really shouldn't be that bad. And we can get right back to a couple weeks ago when our car was a lot faster. So I'm looking forward to it. We got to redeem ourselves a little bit because today wasn't as good a showing as that car deserves. So
finally, who do you have to thank for your top 10 finish today?
Got to say all the usuals. Randy Durrett, his old family. They let me drive the race car, and they're great people to hang out with. They're all awesome. My family's always been super supportive of everything I do, whether it's helping work on a race car or helping sell tequila. They help me a ton. Sheffield Brothers have helped us out a lot this year. They're a lot of fun to hang out with. Vashaw's Collision, they help us out a lot. He's also a lot of fun to hang out with. Everybody's a lot of fun to hang out with. We got, who else? I don't know. We got Orange Crate Brewing. They're out of Syracuse. It's a great bar up there on SU Hill. They came on board, helped us out a little bit in Classic. They sell 21 tequila up there, so we have a good business relationship. Yeah, think for a minute. I don't even know if I'm forgetting any.
Your crew.
Hey, crew. Guys worked hard today, and I think they might have made a record fast pit stop. That was the fastest thing. They changed tires, and I hadn't even taken a breath yet. I couldn't believe how fast they did it. So